the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Jesus Christ said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little children, you will by no means enter to the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Today is the second week of Abib, and we are celebrating the last week, the Feast of the Apostles. And all the apostles, the main preaching was how to go to the kingdom of heaven. How to go to the kingdom of heaven. And suddenly, Jesus Christ, someone came, like they came to the apostles and the disciples, came to him and asked, "Who will go to the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" This is the first question, the first verse in today. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And we will be surprised when he said, when you become a child, you will go to the kingdom of heaven. Then he forget everything and all the commandments. And only he stuck with only one command. If you wanted to go to the kingdom of heaven, then you have to become a child. Then I have only to see the child. Actually, we are acting with a child. They are a child. And we are the teachers. We are the parents. We are the servants. But in opposite, the child, he is a teacher to teach me how to go to the kingdom of heaven. And if I wanted to go to the kingdom of heaven, I have to look to the child and I have to learn from him. And the problem that we try to change the childhood to act like us. The purity and the pure of the child in the child, we change. We are trying to change this to be like us. Jesus Christ said four verbs in the gospel, in the beginning of the gospel. He said like that. The first one, you are converted, unless you are converted and become. The number one is converted. Number two, to become a little child, a little children. Number three, which is to be humble. Like, therefore, whoever humbles himself. And number four, whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. The number one, I have to be converted. Then, in the beginning of the life, when God created Adam, He created him as a child. He didn't know the sin. He didn't know what the meaning of the sin. That's why I have to be converted. I have to convert myself. Number one, the first verb, I have to convert from where I am now to the childhood again. And to be like the child. And number three, I have to be humble. I can't accept Jesus Christ in my heart without be humble. And finally, I have to accept all the kids. I have, for example, in the church, when the kids do something, I have to teach him, yes, but also I have to be very kind with him. This is what Jesus Christ said. There is two types of the childhood. One is healthy one and one is unhealthy. The healthy one, the unhealthy childhood, when I give the kid, for example, some food, which is very, contain all he needs, and he is growing normally in front of our eyes, which is the same exactly, this is a physically and earthly, the same in childhood, our spiritual life. We are growing healthy and normal. When I start in the beginning, I have to start in first, for example, like small prayer and growing and growing. But if I stuck with the same prayer from years and years ago, then I have unhealthy childhood. Then I have to come back again to myself and say, okay, where am I on? Where am I now? If I'm looking to the child and he is growing normally, if not, and then I go to the physician and I see what is exactly the problem. And I have to give him different food maybe. Then exactly if I see myself, I have unhealthy childhood spiritually, spiritual childhood, and I have to go back to the church and ask my spiritual father or the father of confession, like, and I have to ask him what I have to do. Write that prescription to me. I can't go, I see my spiritual life not growing healthy. There's two types of the childhood. That's why, as St. Paul said before, he wrote in the epistle, I write to you, little children, I write to you, young men, I write to you, fathers. Then there is different. From the spiritual perspective, it's different. Yes, it's different. And also, I don't want to go like St. Paul said to the Corinthians, the epistle to Corinthians, he said, I cannot speak to you on a spiritual level, but on a physical one only. I irrigate you a milk, not food. I don't want to go by my end of my life, I still drink milk. No, I want to eat food. Again, I'm talking about a spiritual level. If I'm only my relationship with God is only like it's Abana Lazi, it's our Father in the morning, and in midday I'm not talking to Him, and by the end of the day also maybe I'm saying small prayer if I have time, if I'm not tired, and this is only the relationship between me, between God, I'm still drinking milk in my spiritual life. Then I need food. I need to open the Bible and to read the Bible and to know where is God exactly. I have to see God in everything in my life. I have to have a relationship, real relationship between me and between God. I have to praise God like all the animals and the birds and every single thing in all our life. Praise God. Then I'm not drinking milk, but I am eating food in spiritual level. And what I have to learn from the child? Number one, which is very important, it's the simplicity. And I will now, for 5 minutes, we will live with a child from the beginning, from the morning to the end of the day, to the night. Let's all together live with a child in the morning. When he just opened his eyes, what he will open his eyes and go to his mother and father, and what he will say? Good morning. The simplicity of the child. I know there is some kids not doing that, okay. But normally, the kids in the morning, they have to, and we teach them at least, let's say, good morning, Baba, good morning, Mama. It's exactly, it's the simplicity in the childhood. The simplicity of the child is only open his eyes. He doesn't know anybody else except Baba and Mama at home. When I open my eyes as a child, I'm living the childhood as a child, I have to open my eyes and first thing I'm saying, Good morning, Baba. Good morning, my father. That's why we say, our Father who art in heaven. Now I'm trying to growing with a child, and I'm trying to learn from the child. Then the first things in the morning, yes, the first things, which is very important. I love my father, that's why I'm saying to him good morning in the beginning of the day. I'm asking him the blessing to give me his grace, his blessing to bless my day during the day. Whatever the child go, now I'm reliving, we are living with the child. And he went to the school or the daycare or whatever. Yeah, he is playing all the time. Or even if he stay at home, for example, and his mother staying with him. After a few hours, he will ask mama, mama, when my father will come? Baba gayemta. Habibi, the man gay. Yeah, he's coming soon, don't worry. Or law al-aks, the father is staying with the kid. Or if the kid in the school or daycare, and especially in the daycare because it still has a simplicity, then he is asking about where is mama and where is baba. And sometimes I go to the daycare and I find that the teacher tell me, I think you did last day and before yesterday you are doing something like that, and she tried to tell me what I did yesterday and before yesterday. Like, I was surprised that who said that? For sure my kid. She, my kid, for example, tried to tell the kids and the teacher about her father and her mother. My father is exactly like what I'm doing in my life. When I'm going to my work, I'm waiting to come back and to see my father. I have this yearning. عندي الاشتياق ان انا عايز اقعد معاه ولا لا. Then I'm not a child. If I haven't, then I am not a child still. I am talking with the other people about God or not, about my father. I'm proud of him or not. Even I'm not talking, I'm showing. I'm acting like a child. That's why I have to learn that the child during the day, he is talking about his father and his mother sometimes. And also he is waiting to go back home to stay and to stay with his father and mother. Which is the second point. I have to test myself. I have the same yearning to go back home and to open the Bible, to read the Bible, all to pray, to talk to God. I am talking about my father to everybody, every single one at work or anywhere or not. Or I'm shy. In evening. In evening, when a child come back home, the first thing he will do, he wanted to see his father. He opened the door and he asked about mother and father. وبينادي فين بابا وفين ماما بينادي عايز يشوفهم. And the first thing, like he gives, for example, like a hug to his father and mother. Because he was waiting to see them. It's exactly what I'm doing. I'm learning from this child. I told you, like, I have to live 24 hours with a kid, with a child, to learn from this child how he is working and how he is dealing with the father, his father and mother, and how he loves them. That's why exactly when I back home, I have only to thank God about the middle of the day, for example, like the majority, okay, the 70% of the day gone, I have to thank him and I have to stay with him like 5 minutes only to tell him, thank you, my father, I love you. He's waiting for that. By the end of the day, the same he, the child, go to his father and mother and say, good night, my father, and good night, my mother. I love you a lot. And he is waiting also from his father or mother, tell them a story before going to sleep. And especially the story about the father and about the mother. Can you tell me about your childhood? What you did when you were a student? Or before? Tabwai Habibi, can I tell you another story? No, please tell me about yourself more. Tabwai Habibi, I love you a lot. It's exactly, I want to know who is God. That's why I open his story or his teachings to learn and to know about Jesus Christ more. And I never see the child who thinking about tomorrow. He is not thinking about tomorrow. He has a confidence of his father and mother. That's why I'm thinking about tomorrow. It's the end of the day, and I'm playing, and whatever, studying small things. I'm playing with my father and my mother. Why I have to think about tomorrow? That's why we ask God in the liturgy, manage our life as deemed fit. As deemed fit. That's why we are trusting Jesus Christ. The second thing that we have to learn, or maybe the third thing I have to learn, which is the simplicity, number one. Number two, I have to not think about tomorrow because he is trusting God. Also, I can't see the kids when they are playing and they are fighting. See the fight between the kids, and after 5 or 10 minutes exactly, you will see that they are fighting and you try to separate them. Habibi, khalas kifaya. And maybe you have you know very well, or you have the confidence that khalas, kullu wahid hayroh fi hitta. But you will see after 10 minutes exactly, they come back and play together, and they forget what they did. The simplicity in the life is I'm not fighting, okay, I'm fine, I have different opinions or whatever, but the same, I have the same love in my heart. I'm not hating anybody. That's why the word of hating, it's not existing at all, or no love, it's not existing at all in the child. The problem that we plant these words in the heart of the child. And after that, we asking why this plant is different. I mean, my child, okay, because I already plant different seeds, which is not the simplicity. That's why Jesus Christ said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen.
Then forgive me, my father, my brothers. Shli nefogison ezmoer nefosi.